When Democrat Philip P. Puckett resigned from the state Senate, it gave Republicans a one-vote majority in the middle of the heated budget standoff in Richmond. That smells fishy to Justice Department officials, who are investigating whether he was bribed by a job offer from Republicans who wanted to tilt control of the state Senate. But Congressman Griffith says it's the DOJ probe that smells fishy.
I don't think it's criminal, but you can make an argument that it's not proper. I think that's for the electorate to decide. But if you make that argument, you've got to apply the same rules across the board. That's not happening.
Griffith sent a three-page letter to the DOJ outlining why he questions their probe into Puckett's resignation. He says Puckett's not the only person to resign and send ripples through a legislative chamber.
And if it's wrong, and if it's criminal, then the FBI, if that's their position, ought to be investigating the two sitting senators in Virginia, the president of the United States, and former Governor Gilmore, and I would submit to you that there are lots of other people who have done exactly the same thing.
Puckett claims he resigned in order to allow his daughter to become a judge, because the state Senate policy bars the appointments of the relatives of sitting lawmakers.
I'm Matt Laszlo.